So people are actually missing things about their office because they're working remotely. I don't believe this at all because working remotely is the greatest thing ever.
Well, for you, I mean, some people don't like their families. You know, they don't want to be home. It's when the boss said to them, listen, you got to work from home. People responded with, please, I have a family. I can't do that. People love going to the office. They love getting away from their significant others.
No, they're crazy because you have to wake up, take a shower, drive. It takes me, you know, an hour and a half from the time I wake up to the time I walk into work. If I work from home, it takes me 5 minutes. Enough
people,
to pee and make coffee.
People love routine. They love rituals. They love getting up. I love my morning coffee. You know, I love a routine like that. I look forward to it.
The top 10 things people actually miss about their office.
Okay.
Number 10, going on walks with coworkers during their lunch break.
Who does that?
Yeah, there are people that do that. Number 9, I agree, the printer.
Oh, yeah, the free printer, the free ink. Using the printer.
This one will drive us crazy. Ready? Catching up on people's weekends.
Oh, God. That is the one thing that we will never miss. In fact, if we see you on a Monday, we will duck and avoid you. But you know, we learned if you don't see somebody on a Monday, on Tuesday, they will ask, how's your weekend?
We had one guy that would always ask, no matter what, how was your weekend? Because that's the only thing he could think of to talk to us about.
And then on Friday, he'd say, have a great weekend.
So no, I don't miss that at all. I don't want anybody to ask me how my weekend was.
We have hid in closets to avoid that guy.
Exactly.
So yeah, we don't miss that.
Number 7, their chair. Yeah, if you have the right chair at work, you're going to miss it.
Oh, I worked in one place. They got all new chairs right when I got there. I had the best chair. Oh, my God. Then they got a second one. So I had one in the studio and one at my desk. I was like, these are the greatest chairs ever. Oh, yes.
Number 6, hearing office gossip.
You
spreading office gossip.
Or me spreading office gossip. That's true.
Number five thing people miss from their work, at work, their desk.
Yeah, I guess, you know, for a lot of people like me, I don't have room for a desk here. So most of the stuff I do is either I'm sitting on a bed using a folding table, you know, or I'm sitting on a couch using a coffee table.
I miss my desk from Fox because I had a new desk that you could hit a button and it would go up and go down.
What?
Yeah, it was great. So if you didn't want to sit down, you could hit a button and then it could be a stand-up desk.
Oh, that's the coolest thing ever.
And then if you wanted to sit back down, you hit the button and you'd sit back down. So yeah, I do miss that.
That's because your Apple Watch now has standing time and it'll remind you to stand up.
And it does. I hate that. And I have to do it now because it tells me to. So I always, this is the time I go pee. It should say pee now break, not stand up break. Number 4 thing people miss, working in a team.
Yeah, I could see that. You know, everyone has to work from home. Now, one of my girlfriends has to work in a team all the time, but she has to work via Zoom with the team. And she said it's really distracting because some people, their kids are there, their pets are there, they're not fully paying attention, as opposed to when they're actually in the office working together. She said it's been really frustrating.
Number 3 on her list, being able to ask a question out loud without having to send a message.
Right.
Yeah. That's
just walking into someone's office being like, hey, do you have a minute for X, Y, and Z, rather than you send a message, you wait to hear back.
And I got to remember who to copy on the email. I got to make sure I'm spelling things right. I remember the guy's name. It's a whole thing. Number 2, which is kind of like number 6. Number 2, office banter.
No, that's different than office gossip. I mean, office banter is just, you know.
How was your weekend?
Yes. Can I get you a coffee?
Being face-to-face with other people is number 1.
I can see that. I mean, I love my boyfriend and my dogs, but I'm really getting sick of seeing them every single day.